All the articles you have come to love in Equimanagement magazine are now available on the Equimanagement on Audio podcast. Each article is released as its own separate episode to make them quick and easy to listen to. Just search Equimanagement on Audio on your favorite podcast player to listen to all the latest articles.
Modeling Ethical Decision-Making for Early Career Veterinarians. Equine veterinarians frequently face ethical dilemmas, and practice leaders play a key role in alleviating moral distress by modeling ethical behavior and decision-making. Ethics are the standards and practices that tell us how human beings should act in the many situations in which they find themselves. Ethical decision-making is not based solely on feelings, religion, law, accepted social practice, or science. How to frame ethical decisions. Six different lenses can help a person frame ethical decisions. 1. Rights, which suggest an ethical action is one that best protects and respects the moral rights of those affected. 2. Justice, which is the idea that each person should receive fair or equal treatment, with the understanding that equal does not necessarily mean everyone should be treated the same way in every respect. 3. Utilitarianism. A results-based approach indicates the ethical action is the one that produces the greatest balance of good over harm for as many stakeholders as possible. 4. Common good, which suggests the interlocking relationships of society are the basis of ethical reasoning, and that others require respect and compassion. 5. Virtue, which asks the question, what kind of person will I become if I do this? Or, is this action consistent with my acting at my best? 6. Care, which maintains that options for resolution must account for the relationships, concerns, and feelings of all stakeholders. Ethical dilemmas in equine veterinary practice. Veterinarians frequently face ethical dilemmas, and the ability to consider welfare and ethical issues is essential to good clinical practice. Using ethical frameworks for decision-making and client communication can support social license to operate and improve retention of early career equine veterinarians, many of whom experience moral distress in practice. Research shows that incidents of moral distress are cumulative and lead to negative mental health and burnout. Modeling ethical behavior. Practice leaders, whether owners or mentors, play key roles in diffusing moral distress because leaders model the way. Younger veterinarians frequently look to their more experienced colleagues for direction, navigating tricky ethical situations, but in some cases, their colleagues' behavior is the source of ethical concern. Is a new associate being asked to perform routine maintenance joint injections at a trainer's request, or are they seeing this as a common practice by their mentor? Does an early career veterinarian witness cases that might benefit from referral to a specialist, but the client is not offered that option? Do they perceive this as being a way to keep revenue within the practice rather than flowing to a different practitioner? Are bottles of injectable sedatives routinely dispensed from the practice at a trainer's request? Are clients referred to unlicensed dentistry providers for work that is clearly veterinary in nature? In these scenarios, it is not surprising that early career equine practitioners become deflated and cynical about their chosen career. Modeling ethical behavior and decision-making as practice policy makes such a positive difference. Final thoughts. Practices must balance different opinions about ethical decisions by recognizing the potential for moral distress and offering an off-ramp for professionals to opt out of situations that conflict with their values. Mentors can help mentees by suggesting they use a framework for ethical decision-making. This framework begins by identifying the ethical issue and gathering the relevant facts, stakeholders, and possible courses of action. Each alternative is then evaluated using the six lenses, leading to a decision about how to proceed. Working through the dilemma in this structured way often provides greater clarity and confidence when making a difficult decision.